Thank you for listening to this week's sermon podcast by Dr. John Hanna. It is our hope and prayer that you will be encouraged in your faith and in your walk with Jesus. For more information, please go to springfieldchurch.org. Here now is the most recent message.
It's good to see you this morning. Thank you for worshiping with us today. God is good. Amen. Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you for these songs that we sung. Each one of these songs, Joanne loved. And we love her, and that's why today is so special. And so help us, Lord, as we are still processing everything that's happened and grieving, but also rejoicing in the great hope that we have in you. As we look to your word now, Lord, as we do our best to honor Joanne, fill our hearts with hope and love and joy and peace. Because this world, our community, our country, our cities, and our towns need to know those three beautiful words, Jesus loves you. And all God's people said, amen. Take your Bibles, your Old Testament, and turn to Isaiah chapter 52. Isaiah chapter 52. I loved every song that we sang this morning. Each of those songs, Joanne loved. When we all get to heaven, great is thy faithfulness. It is well with my soul. That was my dad's favorite song. And my dad and Joanne were born the same year, 1935, and so they always had that special camaraderie. And we sang that song at my dad's service 6.5 years ago in this very sanctuary. Victory in Jesus. Joanne loved that song. And Jesus loves me. And we changed the words a little bit. Jesus loves you. But this is going to be a difficult Sunday for many reasons. For me, it's because for the last 19 and a half years that I've been here, I've been the pastor, I would look back and see Joanne sitting right there, where someone so beautifully put some flowers there today. She would sit there week after week, month after month, year after year, decade after decade. When I was in college, for 3 summers, I was a camp counselor, and I enjoyed it. You're with a group of kids for a week, and you're with them, you live life with them. The hardest part of being a camp counselor was on Friday, having to send those kids home. I hate goodbyes. And still to this day, I hate goodbyes. And so this is a hard day. As a church, we are still processing, we're grieving. But I knew exactly what to preach today. I knew exactly what passage scripture to go to. The title of the message this morning is entitled, Beautiful Feet. Oh, about 2 years ago now, at one of our midweek prayer services, of which Joanne attended faithfully every single Wednesday. Not only was she in church every Sunday, but she was at prayer meeting every Wednesday night. She came in and she was especially happy that day. She said, I just had someone say something very nice to me. She said, I visited the podiatrist earlier in the day. He looked at my feet and he said, Joanne, you have some of the most beautiful feet I've ever seen. And she was pretty happy about that. And I've always remembered that story because I can tell you that apparently, according to the podiatrist, who is an expert when it comes to feet and ankles, that she had beautiful feet physically. I can tell you that as her pastor for 19 and a half years, she had beautiful feet spiritually. I'm going to read to you Isaiah chapter 52, beginning at verse 6, verses 6 through 10, and I'm going to read to you from one of Joanne's Bibles. This is the Bible that she left at her seat. The great prophet Isaiah writes these powerful words. Therefore, my people will know my name. Therefore, in that day, they will know that it is I who foretold it. Yes, it is I. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation. Those who say to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, you watchmen, lift up their voices. Together they shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes. Burst into songs of joy together, you ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God. Lord, it's our desire to have beautiful feet, as Joanne did, that we may be among those who proclaim to the world the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Isaiah 52:6, my people will know my name. God has a name. Actually, in the Bible, he has many names, several names. In the New Testament, we know Almighty God as Jesus. And Jesus loves you. That was the message of Joanne. She was known as the Jesus Loves You Lady. Everyone knew that when they saw Joanne walking towards them, they're going to hear those three words, whether they wanted to hear them or not. Jesus loves you. Three simple but so profound words. It was really her life's sermon. She wanted people to know God's name. And she wanted people to know how God felt about them. Jesus loves you. In 88 days, I turned the big 5-0. But count, who's counting, right? These birthdays that start to end in zero are starting to scare me a little bit. You're not making me feel any better. But here's my point. In 88 days, I turned 50. I grew up in the church, so I've been around a lot of church people. I've been around my whole life a lot of Christians, a lot of pastors, a lot of professional evangelists, a lot of career missionaries. And I can tell you with all sincerity that very few of them lived and breathed Jesus loves you in a way that Joanne did. She exemplified that missionary spirit, that evangelist's heart. It's who she was. She couldn't deny it. She couldn't escape it. My people will know my name. God has a name, and his name is Jesus. And it was Joanne's life's purpose to let everyone know his name and how he felt about them. Joanne lived and breathed that. Isaiah 52:7. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news. You see, Joanne had beautiful feet because she loved God and proclaimed the love that God has for humanity. Joanne's love for God was evident in the fact that she put the Lord first in her life. As I mentioned earlier, not only did she never miss church, but she really never missed midweek prayer as well. And one of the highlights, those of us who are a part of that group, of our midweek prayer time that I'm going to miss the most, is almost every week Joanne would come just excited about how God took care of her and provided for her needs yet again. She'd be telling us stories about how she was at the grocery store, and just out of the blue, people would pay for her groceries. We heard that many, many times. Or people were always providing her bottles and cans and clothing. She never really got into this too much, but there was some kind of mystery man that was always buying her pizza. Remember that? And I would joke with her that she has a boyfriend. And that always embarrassed her a little bit, which I like to do, because it was kind of hard to embarrass her, you know. And we still don't know who this mystery man is, but every so often, he would buy her pizza. Several years ago, when we had that big winter storm and the electricity was out, I checked with Joanne and Jolene, and their power was out. And I said, well, I'm going to run to the store and get them their favorite pizza. And Joanne loved her Canadian bacon and pineapple pizza. That's one of the things she and I didn't see eye to eye on, you know. But she loved her pizza and her pickles. She loved her pickles very, very much. Those beautiful feet of hers took her around the world. One day in passing, I don't know why I said this, but I said to her, I would love to go visit Australia one of these days. And just like that, she perked up and she said, you know, I lived in Australia for 18 months. And just kind of surprised me. She lived a full life and had seen and traveled much. Those beautiful feet of hers enabled her to be active in ministries that were very, very important to her. She was heavily involved with Child Evangelism Fellowship and the Women's Christian Temperance Movement. And we would hear every year about the dangers of alcohol fetal syndrome, which was an issue that was very dear to her. Here in the local church, she was a Sunday school teacher for many years, board member. She was our resident evangelist. She was our missions president. And she could sing. I remember the first time years ago, she said, Pastor John, I have a song I'd like to share in church on Sunday morning. And I'd never heard her sing before, and so I was a little leery. You know, we get requests like that from time to time, and some people can sing and some people can't. I said, sure, Joanne, we'd love to hear you sing. And then she started singing, and all of us were just blown away. She had an amazing voice. And I could never really get her to sing enough. But when she did sing, it was absolutely beautiful. She loved the Lord, she loved the church, and in particular, she loved this church. She was proud of this church. She shared with me that decades ago, when they moved to Springfield, she specifically wanted to find a home that was close to the Nazarene Church, and she lived a block away and was grateful that she could just walk here anytime that she wanted to. Isaiah here tells us that there are three essential qualities of those who have beautiful feet. First here, those who proclaim peace. Joanne was a peaceful person. She didn't thrive on drama the way too many people do today. That's one of the things I loved about her. She didn't ever want to get caught up in conflict and division, because she understood very well that that was a tool of the enemy to divide. Instead, she was a woman of peace because, and I believe this with all my heart, she was a woman of peace because she was a woman of prayer. One of the things I loved about Joanne was her personality. I think we all could say that. She was a character in the best way possible. She was fun. She was fun-loving. She was cordial. And she was, you know, kind of joking around a bit. You know, we'd gather on Wednesday nights, and there'd be a lot of talking and joking around. Just a fun person to be around. But I'll tell you what. When we went around to pray, and it came time for Joanne to pray, oh my goodness, she got serious. And you could hear her articulate with boldness going before the throne of God. And her prayers were moving. I'll never forget when Caleb, our oldest son, left for the army. And, you know, as a parent, you're kind of worried about that, and you want the best for your kids. And I don't know if it was because I was emotional that day or Joanne's prayer was spot on, but she prayed for Caleb in such a beautiful way that reassured me that he was going to be okay. She ministered to our hearts, and she ministered to my heart. She was a woman of peace because she was a woman of deep prayer. And our Wednesday night prayer time will never be the same. Second, the prophet Isaiah says here that those who have beautiful feet are not only those who proclaim peace, but bring good tidings. Good tidings, goodwill. Joanne was a person of goodwill. She was a good woman. She made you feel special. She made you feel loved. Was there ever a birthday or anniversary that she didn't forget? Raise your hand if you got one of her special cards. Yes, we all did. She actually probably saved my behind a couple times when she said, "Isn't next week your anniversary?" Oh yeah, thank you for reminding me. She took time, precious time, to hand make birthday cards and anniversary cards for us. And she would pick out items in magazines that she knew that we liked. My favorite was she would cut out pictures of people that she thought looked like us and put them in the cards. I was hoping this year for my birthday she'd come across a picture of Dwayne the Rock Johnson and say, "Pastor John, I don't know who this guy is, but he kind of looks like you." She made you feel loved. And she made you feel special. And she had her unique way of doing that. And it was very touching. She was the kind of person who, when she saw a need around here, she just stepped up and did it. That's why there's a big void, because she did so much. When John Harris, some of you remember John Harris, who is another great saint of our church, when he moved away to Idaho and has eventually passed away and gone on to heaven, when John moved, Joanne stepped up and filled many of the roles that he used to have here in the church. And now that Joanne has passed away, I need some of you younger people to step up as well and carry the baton that Joanne faithfully did. She knew people were flawed, and she loved them anyway. That's why she's beloved by so many people. She knew our faults. She knew you weren't perfect. She knew I wasn't the perfect pastor. But she loved us anyway. That's why she's beloved by so many in our community. One of the other things I used to tease her about that would embarrass her was from time to time I'd say, "Joanne, you know everybody in town. You could easily run for mayor and become mayor on name recognition alone." And she always got a little embarrassed by that. And it's true. And if someone didn't know her name and you just showed a picture, they'd go, "Oh, yes, I know who that is." She was beloved not only in our church, but by many, many in our community. She didn't think too highly of herself and never thought too lowly of others. Every single person who stepped foot into this church was loved and valued by Joanne. It didn't matter if you were rich or poor, big or small, young or old, tall or short, Duck or Beaver fan. She never thought too highly of herself to be your friend or acquaintance, because she never thought too lowly of others. Joanne endured the hardships of life the way I want to. You know, life wasn't always easy for her. I know one of the most painful experiences in her past was losing her sister at a very young age, decades ago, in Idaho. And she spoke of that to me often. And she carried the pain of losing her sister. I believe it was a car accident. And life wasn't always easy for Joanne. And yet, unless you really, really dug deep with her, you couldn't tell, because she lived with a sense of hope and a sense of optimism, and she endured the hardships of life the way I want to. And finally, the prophet Isaiah says here, those whose feet are beautiful are those who proclaim salvation. Joanne wanted people to know that they could be reconciled to God through the love of Jesus. She wanted people to be saved. She prayed earnestly that people would be saved. She prayed that people would come to church. She prayed that people specifically would come to our church. She loved God. She wanted people to be saved. She wanted people to be part of the church. 2 weeks ago, Joanne wasn't in church, and I knew something was wrong, because she never missed church. She might have been late, and especially in daylight savings time, I'll never forget, one Sunday she came in an hour late. She forgot to turn her clock. But she never missed church, and so I knew something was wrong. And so me and a couple of other people went and did a wellness check on her and Jolene. You know, decades and decades ago, when the church was still the center of community life and most everybody would go to church, that's how people checked in on one another and cared for each other. And people would know that something was wrong if you weren't in church. Well, we went and did a wellness check, and we ended up calling the paramedics. And as they loaded her into the ambulance and were about to take her to the hospital, I went and stood there at the very end of the ambulance. And she was tired and weak and fragile, but she recognized me, and she gave me a faint smile, and she lifted up her hand, and very weakly and with fragility said two words. She said, "I'm okay." It was her last words to me and to the church. "I'm okay." And I want to say, yes, Joanne, you are okay. In the divine arms of Jesus forever and ever, experiencing joy unspeakable, you are okay. You know, it wouldn't surprise me one bit if on that short journey from her home to the hospital that she was telling the paramedics in the ambulance, "Jesus loves you." And early, very early this Tuesday morning, she heard those words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." If anyone exemplified goodness and faithfulness, it was Joanne Cook. In her own special, unique way, she modeled for us goodness and faithfulness. Which is why this last Wednesday night at our prayer meeting, there were probably about a dozen of us there, and our hearts were heavy. It's not the same without her there. But we floated the idea around of doing something we have never, ever done in the 70-plus year history of this church. We kind of decided, and we're presenting the idea to you, that we are going to name our fellowship hall the Joanne M. Cook Fellowship Hall. And we're going to have a plaque designed with her picture and a short testimony of her life as to why we're calling it Cook Hall. And so we can say, the wedding reception, go to Cook Hall. Board meeting, up in Cook Hall. Potluck, Cook Hall. We've never done that before as a church, but that's how much she means to us. Yesterday, this nation commemorated the 20th anniversary of 9/11. We all remember where we were 20 years ago, and it has changed, forever changed, not only America, but the global landscape. I want to tell you the story briefly about the first person who was the first certified fatality of 9/11. His name was Father Michael Judge. He was a priest and a chaplain in the New York Fire Department. When the disaster occurred and that first tower fell, he knew that many in the collapsed towers were not going to make it out. He also knew that if he went in, he would not make it out. But he went in anyway. And he listened to people give their final confessions, and he reminded them that they were forgiven in Christ. He performed many last rites for as many people as he could, knowing that it would be the last thing that he would do. I want to share with you a prayer that Father Michael Judge prayed that I know Joanne would have prayed as well, because it's how she lived her life. Lord, take me where you want me to go. Let me meet who you want me to meet. Tell me what you want me to say. And keep me out of your way. We give thanks to God today for Joanne Martha Cook, October 15, 1935 to September 7, 2021. Tim would like to share a song that he has written specifically in honor of Joanne. Thank you. Would you stand with me? Father, receive Joanne into your loving arms and eternal presence. We thank you for the gift of her life. Bring healing and comfort and peace as we say goodbye to someone we love very dearly, because we know she loved us for who we are. We thank you that we have a great hope in the Lord, and that someday we will be reunited with all the saints that have gone before us. We continue to pray for Jolene. She has a long road of recovery ahead of her. We want to see her well, back on her feet, and so we do pray for your healing upon her. This journey of life, we can't do alone. We need each other. We need to lock arms with each other. And we're hurting today, God, because one of the strongest links in the chain is gone. But you are faithful, and you will see us through, and you will faithfully walk with us and guide us. Give us peace and comfort this day, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. You are dismissed. Thank you for being here today. May God be with you. We'll see you next Sunday.